Jamal brings to the table three components that you can't teach: speed, balance, and vision. There are some guys that have two of the three, one of the three. He has all three.
Hand off, lead play, right, Charles, 30 at the 25. Touchdown, Kansas City!
He was off the charts. I still don't understand how he runs on that, like, 45-degree angle thing that he does when he makes the cut. He's like no other in the NFL.
Jamal Charles, a first down.
He was a guy who could weave between the tackles. He was a guy who could go outside. He was a guy who could block. He can make space where there isn't really space.
I think he had one of the more dynamic seasons that a running back's had in recent NFL history.
And that's why they're not a team that is running back by committee, because he is the committee.
You know, so much of the league now is about finding those personnel mismatches. His ability to really line up anywhere on the field, to run it, to catch it.
One thing about Coach Reed, he likes his running backs to catch the football.
And Jamal proved that he could. And not only can he do it, he can do it very well. And if he's got a little bit of room, you know, he's going to eat you up.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And that's something they really emphasized this year, and it opened things up a lot for him. I mean, the Oakland game in particular, where he basically won that game for him.
This is a guy running go routes and beating defensive backs. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's a running back by trade, who's beating corners and safeties in the passing game. Kind of forces them to identify him as a wide receiver, and it's part of what really opened up that running game in the second half of the year for Jamal.
Touchdown! Right out of the gate. Touchdown! Blasts his way into the end zone, and Jamal Charles is obliterating the Raiders. Touchdown! And Charles finds the promised land for the fifth time in the game.
With his vision, his ability to cut, and his ability to anticipate blocks speaks tremendously of what he brings to the table.
Because you look at Jamal, and it's easy to stereotype him. He was a track guy in college, doesn't have the body type of, you know, Adrian Peterson or whatever, but he is tough.
Charles moving on second effort, third effort, fourth effort, touchdown! The Chiefs melt the snow and find the sweet nectar of the end zone.
Physical toughness, absolutely.
As it lowers the shoulder, runs over a cowboy!
I mean, if you can do what he can do and you can score from short yardage, you're tough as nails. Mentally tough, up there as well.
I think another key to being an outstanding running back, he can pick up a blitz. A lot of running backs don't like to block. They don't want that contact. You know, they'll inflict the pain if the ball's in their hand.
I think he takes more pride in that than any other part of his game.
And in Philadelphia, it was a big game in a hostile environment. At that point, you knew that he was a guy who could weave between the tackles. He was a guy who could go outside. He was a guy who could block. He really showed that he could be a do-everything running back in that game.
England for the far right pylon. He's got it. Touchdown. Jamal Charles has gone to another level.
The difference between where he is now and sort of elite, elite, elite level greatness is just doing that three, four, five, six times. The sky's the limit.